Some Vancouver schools may be closing because of declining enrollment and fiscal pressures on the school district. The Vancouver School Board is inviting parents and the public to weigh in on the issues at three separate public meetings this week. As Pamela Post reports, defenders of public education say school closures would be a disaster.
School Board Chair Ken DeNike says there are 10,000 empty spaces in Vancouver schools. He blames more private school enrollment and more parents moving their kids cross-boundary. It's leaving some schools near empty and others overcrowded. DeNike says the neighborhood school model is something the board thought the public wanted, till now.
But if parents are moving their kids from the neighborhood school to other schools cross-boundary, then maybe that is no longer the case.
Both DeNike and former school trustee Andrea Reimer believe the controversial Fraser Institute high-profile ranking of schools is contributing to the migration and has too much influence over some parents.
It becomes very difficult for the public school system to accurately represent what it is doing out in our communities.
Public education advocate Charles Menzies says with an echo boom due to boost enrollment in the next 8 years, it would be very short-sighted to start closing schools.
If they sell off buildings, if they close and decommission space and to sort of meet a short-term funding need, we're going to find ourselves having to try to buy land, or we'll be creating monster schools on the fewer spaces that have been kept.
The school board will make its final decisions by December. Pamela Post, CBC News, Vancouver.